Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our listeners, all of the people of the world, all of the lovers of wisdom, all of the Muslims, and especially the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, on the demise and martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Today we're going to be looking at some traditions from the Imams, specifically Imam Jawad alayhi salam, regarding Imam Hadi. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said, "Certainly the Imam after me is my son Ali. His command is my command. His word is my word. Obedience to him is obedience to me, and the imamat after him will rest with his son al-Hasan." This is one of the traditions narrated from Imam Jawad regarding his son Imam Hadi. A very interesting story has been narrated in a book regarding Imam Hadi. In the book Al-Wahida, it has been narrated, the following has been narrated: "My brother Hussein ibn Muhammad narrated, saying, I had a friend who used to teach the child of Bagha or Wasif. He said to me, the governor on his return from the caliph's palace said the following to me: today the commander of the faithful has imprisoned this person known as Ibn al-Ridha, the son of Riza, and has handed him over to Ali ibn Karkar. And I heard him say, I am dearer to Allah than the she-camel of Saleh." Right? So the caliph, he imprisoned Imam Hadi alayhi salam, and when the person who had arrested him handed him over to the person who was going to imprison him, the imam said, "I am dearer to Allah than the she-camel of Saleh." Then the imam recited the following verse of the Holy Quran: "So enjoy yourselves in your homes for 3 days. That is a promise not untrue." Meaning the imam implied that in 3 days something was going to happen to these people who had imprisoned him. The person narrating this tradition in continuation says, what he meant by that verse or by his speech is not clear. He said, "I said, may Allah increase your honor. He has made a threat," meaning the imam threatened these people that in 3 days something was going to happen to him. "Now, let us see what would happen after 3 days." This person says, the imam said this, let's see what would happen after 3 days. The next day, the caliph freed Ibn al-Ridha, meaning he freed Imam Hadi, and apologized to the imam. However, on the third day, Yaghiz, Yaghlun, and Tamish, and a group of people with them, assaulted him and killed him, meaning they killed the caliph, and instated Al-Muntasir, his son, as the caliph. Meaning, so the caliph freed the imam, apologized to him, but as the imam had foretold, he was killed 3 days after the caliph had imprisoned him. This is one of the beautiful miracles of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We again wish you condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Hadi. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord. waiting for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.